and it had a seat on it and it had pedals on it. You could sit there and pedal that and grind your own axe. Sit there and grind your own axe, all right. And
Now that was easier then?
Oh yeah, that's all of my day. That grinder off is in my day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, what about them? Of course, now like they used to go to town in a wagon.
Yeah.
Well, when they first began using things other than a wagon, what was the first thing that would come in?
They'd come a buggy and a hack.
Uh-huh.
The buggy and a hack is the next thing that came along that I know. And the buggy was one-seated.
Mm-hmm.
See, it's just a one-seated fellow.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it's open, what they call open, and sometimes it's got a top on it.
Mm-hmm.
You can lay that top back or you can lay it up.
Mm-hmm.
And then they come along the hack. The hack is two-seated outfit, and once in a while they might see one or three.
Mm-hmm.
And then they had what they call a spring wagon,
mm-hmm.
and it is just more or less a one-horse wagon with one seat on it, and they could go to town. It is a good thing to go to town in, just like the hack was. The hack was a good thing. That is where the buggy for just, say, a man and his wife, that's to go to town in and church and things. That is the best mode of travel there were. Back when my day, first boyhood days, why, there's just a very few of them.
Mm-hmm.
But then they come along the hack, and they got pretty well. And before the car come, why, that hack is getting pretty well used. It had a springs under it. It was easier to ride in than a wagon. It had a better seat. It had a cushioned seats in them. And,
well, what would they do? How did they keep the parts, like in the early cars, when they first began using cars, and how did they keep everything smooth? What did they have to do to it to keep things from rattling and all in the cars?
In the car?
Uh-huh.
Well, I don't know. I've never drove a car.
Oh.
No, I never drove a car.
Well, what about to lubricate their wagons, for example?
Well, in the most cases, it's what they call axle grease.
Uh-huh. Oh.
And that goes on that thimble, you see.
Mm-hmm. And they
grease that thimble.
Mm-hmm.
You could use castor oil.
Mm-hmm.
Some did use castor oil.
On
that thimble. But ordinarily, it was used axle grease.
Uh-huh.
And just unscrew this cap on this wheel and pull that wheel, say, halfway off of that thimble. And then you could take a paddle and put that axle grease on the wheel and put it back there. That had to be done, all right. You'd burn a wagon up. If you didn't keep it greased, you could burn a wagon up.
Mm-hmm.
Just run that wheel, that thimble, you see, in there.
Well, how often would they have to grease them?
Well, that depends on the use of it, all right. If you're hauling timber with them, regular, every day, which is lots done back then, it is an everyday job. They had to
grease,
do that every day.
Grease it every day?
Yeah, every day.
Mm.
And, if ordinarily using them, they was just on about once a week, you see. But if you used them all the time, well, that is done.
That's take a lot of greasing.
It takes a lot of greasing, all right enough. But it back then, it was cheap, all right enough. They didn't have to put too much on there doing it every day.
Well,